Betty, for letting me to come and talk to you. I wonder if you could just tell me, for the tech, your full name and date of birth, please.
Well, my full name is Elizabeth Mary Deans, and my date of birth is 12th of May 1929.
Thanks very much. And you were telling me when we met the other day that you remembered as a youngster, in the winter, you would sometimes go and practice amateur dramatics and dancing, things like that, in the boarding houses. Could you tell me a bit about when you first became aware of that and what the whole experience was like?
Well, I suppose I'd be about 8 or 9, and I used to listen to my mother's words and give cues, because she and my father were in a senior dramatic society, and they used to rehearse in the big red houses. Miss Somerville was the name of the one that we went to. And they started a junior dramatic society, and we used to rehearse in Mrs. Bentley's house. And one particular... This was, of course, during the winter, because during the summer they had all the boarders in. And they were lovely big rooms to rehearse in. And when I hear people nowadays saying, oh, we can't rehearse in a front room, I think, well, why not? Because we always did. You couldn't afford to hire halls for rehearsals and things like that. We used to put the plays on at the Centenary Hall. And we used to go... Where did I get to?
You were just saying about in... you'd be the front room, some people said they were too small.
Yes, that's right. We were used to it.
You were used to it because you couldn't afford the hall.
Yes. And we had... great big rooms, really. And it was one particular play. A lot of people in Peel were in it, as youngsters, called Making It Pay. And it was ideal, really, because it was set in a cafe. And she had all the tables there because it was a boarding house. And they were allowed an allocation of sugar, the boarding houses, and extra rations so that they could keep the boarding house trade going. And I loved it because I would be pinching sugar lumps when they were rehearsing. It was really quite an experience rehearsing there, because in the winter, if you know anything about Peel Promenade, you couldn't open the front doors. They had to go in through the back. And all the front doors would be covered in salt from the spray. And it was really quite frightening, actually, going along the promenade there, you know. Yeah, so every winter this went on, and we used to go in the Guild, which they've just had the music festival. They call it the music festival now. Used to be the Guild. And they had a whole week of plays, one-act plays. They'd have the seniors and the juniors. So, yeah. And, of course, Mrs. Bentley herself was a good singer, and so was her daughter. And they used to go in the Guild as well. So...
Did they find that they would have the time in the winter to do it and not in the summer?
You couldn't do it in the summer. You couldn't possibly do it. People used to say, does anything go on in the winter here? And everything does go on in the winter. Because another thing I remember about them is, I remember her saying they couldn't afford to have a complaint about anything. Because if someone complained that the bed was a bit lumpy or something, they would have to actually then consider having all the mattresses replaced, because you just could not afford it. I can remember actually going to help in the summer, just when I was a bit older, to help wait on, and I thought it was a horrible job, boarding housekeeper. They were so keen to moan about everything, you know. I'd hate taking stuff in. Either there'd be somebody there say, oh, there wasn't enough, or they wanted more of something. And, you know, it's a horrible life. Because they used to have to get up very, very early in the morning to catch the early people coming in. I wouldn't like to do it.
What was the atmosphere like in the front room? Who would be coming there when you did your rehearsals? Would there be lots of people from your school?
No, just the people in the cast, really. My first play was called Bloaters, and that actually was produced by Betty Hansen's father-in-law. They, all the Hansons lived in Peel, and it wasn't very successful, actually, at the Guild, because he told us we had to all be seen and face the front so that everybody would hear all our words. So that's what we did. We all faced the front and didn't look at anything else. And the second play I was in that I loved rehearsing down there, it was my whole life, actually, amateur dramatics, it was Between the Soup and the Savoury, that's it. And there were only three of us in that. It was great fun, actually.
Can you cast your mind back to those winter days? What would you see in the room? What would be the atmosphere, the smells and the sights come to mind with the rehearsal?
Well, sugar is the thing I remember mostly. The fact that you could get sugar and I could pinch it. Well, I suppose, really, they were very bare. Because in the winter, that was when they would leave it to spring to do up the rooms for when the people were going to come round about Easter time. But all the tables and chairs would be all pushed back to the sides because nobody was really using the rooms. I lived in a very small house myself, you see, so to me it was lovely luxury, you know. And of course, you see, people all lived themselves in the basements so that all the rooms could be let off.
What was Mrs. Bentley herself like?
She was a good friend to me because I was the eldest of four and I liked doing the acting and being there. Actually, I felt very sorry for them because when they had the aliens here, and they were all more, they had to go out, they requisitioned the houses. They moved to a cottage, it was rather derelict really, out of Poor Town. And I used to love going out there, it was nice, and the smell of the polish and everything, I can remember that. And then of course after the war, they gave them a certain amount, but it didn't repay them for all the stuff that they lost. And she opened a boarding house in Circular Road in Douglas then. But it wasn't really big enough to make a lot of money. She used to say you couldn't really make money unless you had 12 bedrooms because I think there were 8 bedrooms in hers. They get by. the usual, they ran up bills at all the grocers and everything. It was the way they did it. And they'd pay at the end of the season.
When you were a girl, did any of your friends happen to be the sons or daughters of boarding house keepers? Was that not the case?
No, they weren't really. They were in a completely different field from us. I don't suppose I would have known the Bentleys if I hadn't done the drama.
Did they keep themselves to themselves as a group, did you feel, or was that, again, not something you experienced?
I wouldn't like to say they did, no. No. Mm-hmm. You always saw them at the Guild. Strangely enough, because that was before the season. And it reminded me last week, I was at the Cleveland Medal contest, and I was sitting there, and it took me back years to when I used to go with the Bentleys. Cleveland night was the night, and all the people sitting around me were obviously the same sort of people as she had been. Manx, they knew all about singing. They knew that the judge was wrong or right, as the case may be, and everybody met there if they didn't meet any other time of the year. Strange, isn't it? And they used to have a lovely cafe there at the Villa Marina too. They would go down and have meals there and then in again to something else in the Guild and out again. Yes, I think boarding house keepers themselves had a sort of, what's a camaraderie? You know, they knew each other. Yeah.
Funnily enough, the Jen Felice used to work in the Villa Marina Cafe as a girl.
Did she? Well, that's true, because she was a Blakemore. That's right. I think they may have had something to do with the place. Can't really, she's quite a bit younger than me, Jenny. It was a nice cafe too, yes, yeah.
But can you just tell me also, just one thing, what would be the sort of the colour and the sort of the smell and feel of that room in the winter, would it be sort of, you know, sort of closed up and dusty and everything like that? Would she have kept it clean nevertheless? Was she quite a stickler for, even if it was the winter, would it have been all swept out and aired?
It would be aired, because they couldn't afford to have any sort of smells, musty smells or anything like that. And of course the thing is, we were using it every week to rehearse. So I wouldn't like to say what other people do. I've been along the promenade this week and looking as I'm going past at boarding houses, and they look terrible, some of them. They're full of old junk, apparently, and yet I suppose they clear it all out. Don't know, I'm sure. Life has changed a lot, though, hasn't it? There aren't that many boarding houses now. There are a few people do bed and breakfast in Peel, but boarding houses as such, I think, is it Waldeck House? Yeah.
What was the what's the name of the house that Mrs. Bentley had? Is it still there? It's one of the big red ones.
Yes. I'm not sure that they didn't change the name, because it was Somerville when she had it. Now, I honestly don't know if there is still a Somerville there. I know there were people next door to them called Sheargolds. That's brought back a memory. Betty Sheargold. Hadn't even thought of her. Well, I'm 70 next week, and I don't suppose I've thought of her for 50 years. Good Lord. Yeah.
Did you ever go to any dancing classes in any of them?
No, I never went to dancing classes. Mainly because we couldn't afford for us to have lessons, special lessons for anything. There were people in the town who did, I think. But I don't know who had those lessons. The Sheargolds may have been people that had dancing lessons in their house, actually. Yeah. But it was out of my field.
Thanks very much, Betty, for that. Betty, you were just saying, now, Frank, you're meeting your husband and also Mrs. Bentley. There's an interesting story all to do with that and her boarding house in Douglas and the theatre. Can you tell me how that all came about?
Well, yes. Mrs. Bentley used to take quite a lot of cyclists in during cycle race week. And Frank was a very keen cyclist, and he and his friend, well, there were several of them, but he was particularly friendly with Albert. They belonged to the same cycling club, and she got quite friendly with them when they were overstaying, and they'd been for 2 or 3 years. Anyway, Bert got very involved with Sheila, Mrs. Bentley's daughter, and when Mrs. Bentley had been doing the pools, and she won about £100, which was quite a lot of money in those days, 1948-49. And I was staying at hers because our repertory company, the one I was in, had come back to do a season at the Gaiety. So I was lodging there rather than moving back to Peel every night. So she decided to give a party out of this £100, and she invited some of her favourites from England to come to the party. And I met Frank at the party. And 6 months later, we were married. And 5 months later, Sheila, Mrs. Bentley's daughter, and Bert were married. And we all lived near each other in England then. You know, so I wouldn't have met Frank if she hadn't been in that boarding house. And we were married for 46 years, so that's quite good.
So Frank's friend Bert came across with him, and he ended up going out with or marrying the daughter of Mrs. Bentley.
Yes, and actually Bert and Sheila had lived over here for quite a while.
What was Bert's surname?
Hubble. Mm. Yeah, so, but Bert's still alive. He was a bit younger than Frank, I think. Yeah, so it was quite an experience.
So she certainly was useful in that respect.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah.
So when did you move back to the island? Did you live in England until
1978. And then we came back here, because one of my daughters is living here, but she's disabled, so It was really, where do we go? Do we go to Maldon in Essex, where Frank had his boat? Or do we come back to the Isle of Man, because my mother was still alive? So we came back here.
Thanks very much.